that we may know them carnally. I want to talk to you about the seriousness of sexual sin, in particular, homosexuality. In the book of Genesis chapter 19, we see Sodom's depravity. In the first part of Genesis chapter 19, we see the two angels, presumably disguised as men, come into the city of Sodom. And Lot, the nephew of Abraham, meets them and invites them to stay in his home. However, in verse 4, the Bible says, "Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them carnally.'" Both the old men and the young men in the city of Sodom have surrounded Lot's house and have called out to Lot, saying, "Hey, bring those two men out so that we may have sexual relations with them, that we may commit homosexuality with them." Let's look at what the Bible says regarding homosexuality. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 22, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." What does the Bible say about homosexuality? It's an abomination before the Lord. Oh, you might say, that's under the old covenant. That's under the law. We're now under grace. This is true. The book of Romans chapter 5 verse 20 says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more." Oh, so what are you saying? Homosexuality is okay because we're now under grace? No, let's read on. Paul says in Romans chapter 6 verse 1, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" Yes, it's true, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. But Paul is saying, hey, just because we have grace, that doesn't mean we should continue in our sin. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32 also talks about homosexuality. In verse 26, the Bible says, "For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due." We live in a society, in a world, that preaches tolerance. In fact, many church denominations are actually saying that homosexuality is not a sin, and that it is okay. It is sad to say that many religious leaders, with fancy titles before their names, are leading the people into believing the lies. I don't care if Peter Pan comes down and tells me that sin is good, sin is great, sin is fine. I want to take it to the Word of God. And what does the Bible say regarding the issue? Homosexuality is a sin, and like with any sin, it needs to be dealt with. So, how do we deal with homosexual people? We deal with this sin like any other sin. We pray for them. We share the gospel with them. We love on them. We fast for them. We petition to the Lord about them. We ask the Lord to close the doors of satanic oppression that are open in their lives. We ask the Lord to open their eyes of the blindness the sin has caused them. Sin is blinding, and in Genesis 19:11, it goes on to say, "And they," speaking of the angels, "struck the men who were at the door of the house with blindness." In Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says, "I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord." We ask the Lord to remove their blinders and to shed light, the light of the gospel, the light of the Lord, into their lives. We can no longer sit idly by and turn our own blind eyes to sin. James chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." We're fighting for souls here. We're fighting for righteousness. Let's just say a quick prayer together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I ask you to please forgive me of any and all sexual sin that I have committed. I ask that you would open blinded eyes. I ask that you would please release the captives of their homosexual sins. I choose to stand in righteousness, not judging, but loving your people into the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.